Uncertainty around the ag sector, and that does not bode well. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. This Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today. Gary Werdish is the president of the Minnesota Farmers Union.
Well, the big thing we're hearing right now is all the uncertainty coming out of D.C. You know, at the president, with his tariffs, putting on the tariff war pretty much around the, you know, every country in the world, practically. And that's, we're hearing a lot of that, you know, all the uncertainty right now. You know, farmers, the margins are not very good in the, you know, agriculture right now due to the high input prices and the low commodity prices. So the uncertainty is causing a lot of concern around, you know, in the countryside. We still have a farm bill that hasn't got redone, and that's what we're hearing a lot. You know, and it's, you know, then you hear from, you know, various cuts like the USDA, you know, that the Farm Service Agency offices, or that raises a level of concern too, because there's various programs that farmers, you know, need to get signed up and working with those, and there, so there's a lot of angst in the countryside right now.
I know you talked there about, in a sense, USDA being short-staffed. Of course, that started here a few years ago. Former Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack trying to take some steps to help that out. And then, as you just pointed out, more talk about the fact we could see some more cuts. And that's not farmer-friendly, is it?
Well, no, it isn't, because, you know, as you get various programs, you know, you rely on your local FSA office to work with them, work with the farmers, whether it's a conservation program or just a commodity title. So that, no, that is a concern, and, you know, there was an effort to hire, you know, some more staff in the last few years, and now, you know, them are all being let go. So that raises a high level of concern. You know, we had a good example of the high path,
where employees were let go and hired back the next day. That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.